Instead, for the Rural Juniors, hitting the ice for the first time today, witnessing that, Sportsnet 590, the Fan reporter Matt Brown, he joins us on Sportsnet 590, the Fan. And Matt, it's been a lot of talk leading into the World Junior Camp of who is not there for Team Canada. Was it more of that than who was there as you were witnessing today?
A little bit, but I think it has, when you talk to the guys within Hockey Canada, I think that factor is kind of worn its welcome in the fact that, yeah, Max Domi's not there, Darnell Nurse isn't there, Connor Brown isn't there. But I thought the guys did a great job explaining why they're not there. And for Max Domi, it's simple enough. His discipline was a big factor into why a kid like that isn't there right now. And it's that he's got multiple suspensions over his career so far, very undisciplined suspension so far. And when you go to a tournament like this and in a short period of time, you can't afford to have a kid like that that's going to be there and factor into the possible suspensions, and you can't afford to lose guys. You already have Griffin Reinhart, who could possibly wear the captaincy there, returning defenseman, fourth overall pick a couple years ago, who's going to miss three games to start the tournament because of a previous suspension. So they don't want to risk that factor, and I think that was the main reason why you're not going to see Max Domi there. Darnell Nurse, they just felt, they've watched him this year enough where he's tried to do too much as a defenseman, and going in a tournament like this, where the scouts are on you, where everyone's watching, you worry about that. For Connor Brown, they just thought, you look at a kid like this, as much as he's been leading the OHL and scoring all year, does he fit into their top six? And you hear that a lot. Can he play the bottom six role? They don't think he can. His size isn't what they expect from him. And it's definitely not the first time we've seen guys who were dominant OHL scorers miss out on this tournament. Tyler Toffoli led the league in scoring a couple years in a row. We've seen him the other night with the Kings. He's a guy now that's probably going to be an established NHLer. Steven Weiss was a two-time OHL player of the year that didn't make the team. It's not about your numbers sometimes when it comes to Hockey Canada. It's about where you fit with the team. And they look at those three guys in particular that a lot of people have talked about, and they just don't think they're going to fit in with this team right now. They think the other guys in this spot are going to come in, be able to play more of a complete game. And that's pretty much at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but Matt, but how can we give Hockey Canada the benefit of the doubt? They haven't won the gold medal in a while, and we've seen this repeatedly at the World Junior Hockey Championship. This notion, this idea of picking role player, picking players for specific roles on Team Canada, the Russians, the Swedes, the Americans don't do that. They bring the best of the best, and they tell these guys to bring the roles. And you and I have had this discussion on my show previously, and we've seen Canada on the professional side, the international side, with the NHLers in 98, they brought an Olympic team that was supposed to compete against the Americans. They lose to Dominic Hasek in the shootout. 02, they bring all the best of the best and put them in roles. They had 1,500 career goals on the fourth line. In 06, we see the crash line of Maltby and Draper blow up in Turin. And then in 2010, they bring the best of the best and they win gold in Vancouver. Matt, why do we continually see this with the junior side of Hockey Canada, that they're not bringing the best of the best and getting these guys, plugging these guys into roles?
Well, it's funny because, George, we have had this conversation lots of times, and I asked that today, and I said, well, why is it that it has to be a third, fourth line that is your big difference? And a few guys from Hockey Canada said, it's not so much your third, fourth line have to be the difference. It's that your third line mostly has to be better than everyone else's third line. And he said, that doesn't mean they have to be better checkers. It means that they have to be a better shutdown line that also can score. And you go back to last tournament, their third line and fourth line combined for two goals the entire tournament last year. And Hockey Canada is very aware of that. And they said this year, we're not looking at guys in our bottom six that aren't going to be able to score goals. We're looking at guys that are able to play the defensive role, but also are going to provide offense for us. And when they, and I brought up Connor Brown right away, said, well, how do you leave a guy that's your leading scorer in the OHL off the team when you need goal scoring? He said, that's not the point we're making. We're making the point that can he play the third line role and score goals for us? And he said, that's the big factor right now, is they want guys that are two-way players that can score goals and also be a defensive prowess, have that ability to kill penalties. They want a lot more from their bottom six players' scoring ability. And I know you and I have had this discussion. You mentioned it. If you're going to win this tournament, you have to have four lines that score, not four lines that play defense,
That's the way it is in international hockey. And I think Hockey Canada realizes that more. And I think that's the reason they took 25 guys to camp instead of 35, because instead of trying to watch guys in camp and go, well, this guy can score, this guy plays that way, they simply looked at guys throughout the year in the CHL mostly and said, this is a guy that we've seen produce enough in situations where he's playing against other teams' top lines, that we know that whatever role he's going to play, if it's a third-line center, third-line winger, that he still can score in this situation, but he's also a guy that can come out, and he's a reliable defensive forward as well.
Looking at Team Canada's World Junior Camp with Matt Brown on Sportsnet 590, The Fan with George Russick, I'm Jeff Sammet. We've talked about Morgan Riley and the Leafs giving themselves until December 17th to inform Team Canada of what they're going to do with Riley, lend them to them or hang on to them themselves. And we talk about what that's going to do for Morgan Riley and what that'll do for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but what would that do for Team Canada?
It'd be a huge boost. And I think anyone within Hockey Canada will tell you, we would love to have Morgan Riley on this team. And they've set the date as the NHL roster freeze December 19th. That's the deadline for any NHL player that's junior eligible to play in this tournament to come. But the Maple Leafs have told Hockey Canada they will make their decision before December 17th on Morgan Riley. And Hockey Canada is more than willing to hold that spot for him. And it'll really depend on where they are on defense as well. A guy like Matt Dumba was one of the final cuts last year, will most likely make this team, was up with the Minnesota Wild this year. They've already loaned him a dominant player at the under-18s, is the only defenseman ever to lead the tournament in scoring, captain that team to a gold medal. They already have depth on the blue line, but if you get a guy like Morgan Riley in there, the expectation is, and when I spoke to a few of the execs with Hockey Canada today, they said, if he comes to this tournament, he has to dominate. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, and that's what the Maple Leafs are going to want from him as well, is if we send him back there, he has to dominate this tournament. He has to be the best player, not the best defenseman. He has to be the best player at this tournament to really establish himself as a young, up-and-coming prospect. And we've seen what he's done this year in the NHL, but it's one thing when you go back to a tournament like this, a short span, and be able to really dominate a tournament like this. And I think that's going to be the big decision for the Maple Leafs, is it's not so much as is he going to help us, but is it going to really boost this guy's confidence if we can send him back to a tournament like this and dominate the way they hope he could?
Sportsnet 590, The Fan's junior hockey and AHL reporter Matt Brown joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. That's Jeff Sammet. My name is George Rustic. Matt, you talk about Morgan Riley on the blue line, but what are the chances of Sean Monahan being let go by the Calgary Flames? And is he a player that could dominate at the World Juniors as well?
Well, you'd hope so. When you've seen what he did early on in this season in the NHL, he was one of the best forwards on the Calgary Flames this year, a team that obviously is in a real rebuilding phase. But I think things have changed in a day, simply because Jay Feaster's not there anymore, John Westbrod's not there anymore, and Brian Burke was the guy a couple weeks ago that said, why would we send a guy that's establishing himself in the NHL to go play in a junior tournament? But it's amazing what happens when Hockey Canada gives you a call and says, hey, we think he could come down here. He's an automatic top-line center that's going to play on the power play, the penalty kill in every situation. And they said, Burke, all he said to them was, he's not going right now. And he said he's injured right now with a displaced fracture in his foot, but he's expected to be back in the lineup tomorrow night for the Flames. And all Burke said to Hockey Canada was, we're going to give it day by day. We're going to wait till the 19th, and we're going to make that decision there, see where the team is, see where Monahan is. And by no means is it out of the question that he won't be playing for Team Canada. But as of right now, the Flames would like him to stay in the NHL. But Burke is a guy that's big, big on development with his players. And if he thinks that sending Monahan back to Team Canada, where he's going to play under a guy like Brent Sutter, really learn the basics of playing a team game and also getting the opportunity to be a star in a major tournament like that. Hey, we all know Brian Burke in Toronto, and he loves the attention. And if he can get Sean Monahan the attention that he would get from dominating a tournament like the World Juniors, it wouldn't be a bad thing to send him back there.